fireplace.
And in the fireplace, the things that you laid the wood across?
Yeah, I cut them dog's arms, either one.
What would you call that place above the fireplace that, you know, was...
That's the mantle.
What was the name of the big, round piece of wood with bark on it that you burned in the fireplace?
Well, it burned several different kinds. Oak and hickory, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
A log and a log. Except some people call it, when it's cut up, call it firewood.
But that you'd cut it up first before you called it firewood.
Yeah.
Did you ever cut firewood?
No, I never did. My older brother said that had to do that work. Back time I had no machinery much. Did it by main strength and axe. And I did have a little rig up of what I call a cutoff saw. Mm-hmm. They still have them in some operations to cut wood with now.
Yeah.
Some sections of the country.
Okay. And what would you call the kind of wood that you used to start a fire?
Well, there's a couple of names. One of them called it kindling, one called it lightning. Lightning is derived from digging up old pine roots, get the rich fat,
mm-hmm.
stuff off which they make powder out of that also for ammunition.
Right.
Big place over in Childersburg, Alabama, has a big DuPont people own a big place over there. They make buy those stumps and pull out from South Georgia and everywhere around. They can get them and haul them in there by the carloads. Pine them out, and they derive that rich pine or lightning, whatever you want to call it, into gunpowder.
Oh. I have a lot to learn. And what did you call the black that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
Mm-hmm. And what's left in the fireplace when it goes out?
One of the ashes.
And if someone asked you the color, you would say?
Well, they're gray, mostly. Charcoal, some of them color.
Well,
some
maybe.
Some of them are white.
Okay. And what are you sitting in?
I'm sitting in a chair.
And what am I sitting in?
A little piece of the sofa.
And did you ever used to call what would you call a larger one? Would you call it something
different? Settee, almost, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lounge.
Was there ever any maybe name a long time ago that they don't call them anymore? That you might know of?
Well, the small ones, some of the old timers love seats and different things.
And what do you call the piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it that you put clothes in?
Well, it's a dresser, maybe, a storage closet. Dresser.
And the room you sleep in is called?
Bedroom.
And what do you call all of these sofas and chairs and tables?
Furniture, maybe.
And what do you call those things hanging?
Drapes, curtains.
What would you call them if they were on rollers to pull down?
Shades, maybe.
And what do you call the little room that's off the bedroom, built in, to put your clothes in?
Closet.
And if you didn't have a built-in closet, what would you call the thing that you put your clothes in?
I believe I heard STM call it a shift robe or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, they're coming back. They're getting
they?
Popular.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we're speaking about curtains. You know who they invented lace curtains? If I hadn't asked him, I hadn't wanted to tell you. Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, really?
You ever been to his home up at in Virginia?
I want to go.
Yeah, you should go there. Everybody should see that.
Beautiful, I'm sure.
He was a smart fella.
Very. Okay, and... what's the room that's at the top of a house, just underneath the roof?
Attic.
And,
maybe, yeah, some people may call it a living.
Mm-hmm. Well, whatever you call it is what we're interested in.
I call it an attic.
And what do you call the little room that's off of the kitchen where you store canned goods and extra things?
Pantry, I believe we call that.